Hello, everybody. Here at the Lightning Talks at Fostum here in Brussels. I want to introduce to you Cyril Savon, and he's talking about an SSH proxy, how to load balance SSH. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
Thank you for coming. So first, a bit preamble. I'm working at CEA in France. It's a national research institute. We are about 20,000. We work on fundamental research to industry. We work on medicine, on energy, on defense. All these subjects need a lot of compute power, so we have many supercomputers. And our need was to enable all the users to access these computers. The problem is we have many nodes, login nodes, on each supercomputer. Those nodes are on a private network. The users are on a public network. So we have to have a gateway in between. People need to be able to connect with SSH. I guess many of you know what is SSH. It's a remote control, a command line connection, and of course secure. So we had a solution in 2014 by Arnaud Guignard. He made SSH proxy, the first version of it. It's written in Go. There is only one configuration file in YAML. It can handle a lot of connections. Currently, we have 1,000 users simultaneously connected with 100,000 daily connections, and we are ready for 100 gigabits per second throughput. I will just explain you what we are doing at CEA. I will show you a typical platform, and we will detail the configuration file step by step. On this slide, you can see the final platform. So we just start with the external network, the internal network. The gateway is in between. The user wants to connect on the internal network. He does, for example, SSH IME, okay. He lands on the gateway, which runs OpenSSH. And in OpenSSH, we have just one line in the configuration file, the force command one, who says, just launch SSH proxy. Okay, SSH proxy then will choose a destination node for the user and will connect him by launching an SSH client. So it's, in fact, it's really easy. SSH proxy takes the in from one side and plugs it in on the out of the other side, and on the same out on in. For such a simple platform, we have this simple file, just two lines. We define the name of the service. It's not even necessary, but it's always good to have a name. And you set an array of destinations. Here we have one destination, easy. Okay, now we have two destinations. Not really complicated. We can choose how the destination is chosen with route select. Here, by default, it's random. And right now, if the user connects a second time, the second connection will also be chosen randomly. So he may land on blue or on red. It's totally random. It's not perfect. So we add something for it to be stateful. We use etcd, which is a distributed database. It's just three lines on the configuration file. Now we have a stateful proxy. So if the user connects a second time, then he will always land on the same login node with the default configuration. We will see later. Okay, so as the etcd is distributed, you can put as many gateways as you want. If you need some redundancy, some more throughput, if you want more, you can add more. And finally, if you have more platforms, you just have to add some overrides to check the source IP where you connect from, and depending on these IPs, you will land on the default platform or on the other, which is left here. This is exactly how we use it at CEA with thousands of connected users. Right now it's really easy. We can add, we have many features. We will have a look at some. The first one, route select, as we saw, can be random, but if you want it to be based on the active connections, you can also it can also be based on the currently used bandwidth. So if you want to spread the different users' connections, it may be interesting. The random one works really generally. Then you can choose the mode, which can be balanced or sticky. By default, it's sticky, but if you want someone to land on different nodes each time he connects, you choose balanced. It can be useful when you make parallel transfers and not just a simple connection. And finally, an option we added because it had to be added, the max connection per user. You can easily imagine a scenario where a user has a robot connecting every 10 seconds and you can have problems really, really quickly. So with this, we can avoid these problems. So here is an example of the sticky and balanced configurations. By default, here we have a sticky connection. So let's say the six connections are made sequentially. So the first user connects to Shime. Okay, he lands on the red node. It's totally random. Then he connects a second time. Then it's not random because it's sticky. He will land on the same. He connects a third time. Okay, he will land on the red also. Then another user connects on Shime balanced. Then he will land on one of the nodes. It's chosen by connections, as you can see on the last line. So he SSH proxy chooses the nodes with the less connections established. So it can be blue, triple, or golden. So it will be random between these three. And then on each connection, it will land on the other node. Now that we have a lot of connections established, we want to monitor them. So there is SSH proxy CTL, which can show all the connections, all the state of all the login nodes. And it can be easily scriptable because you can output it in JSON or in CSV. And SSH Proxy CTL can also, if you want, manipulate the state of the login nodes. So if you want to take a node out of production for maintenance, for example, you just have to SSH Proxy CTL disable the node and it's done. And finally, we already saw the override system. With the new version 2, which will be available soon, really soon, we can override all the options of SSH proxy. We can override them for a given service, like we saw with match source, but we can also override it for specific users or the group of users. And we can combine all these overrides with OR on AND. They are applied from top to bottom, and each one is applied. For example, if I connect with this configuration, my name is Cyril, so I will match user Cyril, and I will land on Perrier or Badois. But if someone else connects and is in the group Sparkling, he will end also in Perrier or Badois. But if he is in the group Sparkling and Yeast, at first the SSH proxy will think he will land on Perrier and Badois, but then as there is another match later, he will finally end on the destinations blue, red, triple, and golden. There are many more features. I won't talk a lot about them. If you want to dive in all the other features, or if you want to speak about SSH proxy, you can come, we can have a drink, and talk about this. Thank you for listening.